This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I rate this story up there with Bruce Jenner becoming Caitlyn. Is nothing sacred? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Network. This story came from me perusing the New York Post. And this is what it writes. Just in time for Halloween, horror industry sex symbol Elvira, mistress of the dark, has proved she still has a few new tricks up her long black sleeves. Now, I don't know how many of you know who Elvira is. I predict many of you do. Mistress of the Darkness, and I saw her briefly, probably during my college years, and she would wear the black wig that was sort of like a beehive haircut, and of course the black makeup, and almost has this vampirish look about her. And she's a, you know, attractive woman. I mean, she's, you know, probably looks like Ernest Borgnine underneath all that, but she certainly had a body, and she would show, you know, enough cleavage to get young boys like myself interested in seeing who she was. And I just always had a little fixation on her. A bit of a crush, maybe. I don't know how to describe it. But let's just put it this way. I wouldn't kick Elvira out of bed for eating crackers, as we used to say. So she's this sex symbol. And every guy I knew was like, oh, dude, Elvira? And it wasn't whether you were into blondes, brunettes, redheads, whether you were into white women, black women, Asian women, whatever. Elvira had what I call sex appeal. And you knew, it was funny because when I would talk to my boys and when we would talk about her for whatever reason, and it wasn't like she was a topic of conversation every day. But when she did come up, we would all pretty much say, you know, she probably is pretty ordinary looking under all of that. But she dolled herself up to create this character. And by the way, kudos to her. I don't know if she made 72 cents for everything that Vincent Price made playing Dracula or some vampire film or Boris Karloff. But I think Elvira did pretty well for herself. And she lasted a long time. I never knew her real name. You know, do you know, guys? You guys, do you even know who Elvira is? These youngsters that work for me, I don't even think they know who these people are. You say burlesque, they go, was that the movie that Christina Aguilera was in with Cher? Yeah, it is, but it's burlesque. It's a style of dancing, a very seductive style that left room for the imagination, which, by the way, made it very sensual and sexy. Now, there's just gentlemen's clubs where there's nothing for the imagination. And in fact, it's not even real. The buxom women that were doing burlesque were real. They weren't getting tummy tucks and boob jobs and fake butts and injections and all that. They were just beautiful women that knew how to capture your, here it comes, wait for the word, imagination. And Elvira fit that bill, if you ask me. Ask if you knew her real name. My producers don't. Cassandra Peterson. In your defense, oh, I ask them that they know Elvira. You didn't know Elvira. You certainly, if you don't know Elvira, you didn't know her real name was Cassandra Peterson, and neither did I. That doesn't ring. That doesn't have quite the allure of Elvira. But Cassandra Peterson is the woman behind the legend of Elvira, and she revealed her longtime romance with partner Teresa T. Wearson. And they write, news that shook fans who for decades had no idea, and I'm reading this, the actor is queer. Yes, Elvira is a lesbian. Get that woman some Jell-O pudding and a roofie. Anyway, the 70-year-old, 70 years old. Elvira, I still see her as a, 25-something-year-old heartthrob, or vampirist or whatever you want to think. I mean, anyway, she appeared on Tamron Hall's show. Now, Tamron Hall, another story altogether, ethnocentric racist, who left NBC when they hired Megyn Kelly. She was like, why y'all think a white woman's going to save our network? And in Kent Tamron's defense, Megyn Kelly sure certainly didn't save the network. But it was she. Megyn Kelly went over to a hostile environment. And I'm not defending her. She can defend herself. She hasn't talked to me since she, left Fox and made a fat money, bunch of money. And she should be interviewing me. We should be ace tight because I was her dude when she was with Fox. And I got fired after she left Fox. So there should be no beef. Not that I care. I'm off subject. Anyway, Tamron Hall is where she, Elvira, revealed this. And she's got a new memoir out called Yours Cruelly, Elvira. Memoirs of the Mistress of the Dark. And Tamron Hall asked her, the icon, why now in 2021 Peter's sexuality would be trending news. And I didn't know it because I'm not on Twitter or anything like that. But it was apparently trending, as it should be. Because as I said, this was a shock. She came up at a time where, I don't know, I don't want to stereotype people, but lesbians were more closeted. It's a good way to, they were closeted. So I could see her not telling, but I feel kind of tricked. Look, guys, 844-551-8255. Did you know, first of all, did you know that Cassandra Peterson, a.k.a. Elvira, was a lesbian? And if you do, how are you taking the news? Now, look, I'm not mad at her. She found somebody that she loves. Apparently, she's been in a relationship with Teresa T. Wearson for quite some time. So I have no issue with that. She's 70 years old. She's far from being, what I visually saw of her decades ago. So I'm cool. I can let it go. But I want to know, are you a little bit it's like with Bruce. When I find out that a dude that I was like, man, he's a decathlete, that means he's got to do 10 events. He's got to beat guys in these various events. And this is the number one dude in the world. He's on the Wheaties box. I remember trying to get one of those Wheaties boxes that had Bruce Jenner on it. Would that thing be worth some money right now if it was autographed? But to find out that Bruce, all this time, wants to be a woman. Shucker! As I used to say in some of my speeches, it's like finding out the dude who wrote I Write the Songs didn't write the song. It's like finding Fonzie, what's his name? Arthur Fonzarelli. The Fonz is a Jewish guy named Winkler. Oh, man, come on, Elvira, seriously? You could have just taken that little thing to your grave. You didn't have to let people know. Why you gotta let us know now? To sell a few books? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
As always, too much to talk about, not enough time to talk about it all. But I will tell you this. Just as the Biden presidency, finger quotes used, has derailed, Amtrak derailed in Montana. Are you surprised? Because when I see something like this, I think to myself, this is a sign from the Heavenly Father. It is a metaphor. Trillions of dollars spent on infrastructure. The leftist battle cry. We need more infrastructure, roads and bridges and railway, right? They want to build a super duper fast train in California and elsewhere. They can't even keep Amtrak on the tracks. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. At least three people were killed and more were injured. This was over the weekend when an Amtrak train derailed in the area of North Central Montana. The Empire Builder derailed at about 4 p.m. near the town of Joplin, according to an Amtrak spokesperson. The Empire runs between Chicago and Seattle. I've taken Amtrak. I take Amtrak when I was doing a lot of work in New York. I would take Amtrak from New York to D.C. It is truly one of the better ways to get there. But I got to tell you, I feel like a throwback to the 1960s. This old train, a bucket of bolts, down the way, and you're looking at the places along the way, and nothing is scenic and beautiful. There's just nothing there. Yeah, it's just from one big station to the other. And I was looking at, you know who uses Amtrak? All the big city people. People commuting every day from D.C. to New York, New York to D.C., and of course all the stops in between. I even saw my old, where I was born. I saw the city where I was born. That's the closest I've ever come to the city where I was born, was passing it on an Amtrak train. The National Railroad Passenger Corporation. DBA, that means doing business as Amtrak. You follow it on the various, I think it's a traded stock. Medium and long distance inner city rail service in the contiguous United States and 9 cities in the Canada. It was founded in 1971. And I don't know why the government decided to do it. I'm not busting the Amtrak's, you know what. I think it's needed. Like I said, when I wanted to get from New York to D.C. because I had to go do an event, I happened to be doing media in New York for Fox. I had to get on a train, took me right over to Grand Central Station, boom, dropped me off in D.C. It was all good. But the whole time I was on it, every time I get on it, I think, ooh, a lot of potential for derailments. So, yeah, Amtrak, they said, serves more than 500 destinations in 46 states. 3 Canadian provinces, operates more than 300 trains daily over 21,400 miles. They own approximately 623 miles of track. They operate an additional 132 miles of track. Some track sections allow trains to run as fast as 150 miles per hour. Would you want to be on that train if it derailed? It got me curious. I said, I want to do a little bit of history. I want to understand Amtrak. So I was curious, how many crashes have there been on Amtrak, including this latest one in Montana? And you want to know how many there have been? First of all, let me ask you, you guys guess. Do you think there's been more than 100 or less than 100? You think it's more? What about you? Okay. There have been 73 Amtrak crashes. And they have some asterisks on there, ones that had meaning, significance. Not ones that didn't have any passengers and things like that. Because maybe they were bringing trains back from one to the other and one crashed, but nobody got hurt, nobody got killed. These are ones where somebody got hurt, somebody got killed. But before I give you some more detail, they said in fiscal year 2018, Amtrak served 31.7 million passengers, had $3.4 billion in revenue. They employ more than 20,000 people. Nearly 87,000 passengers ride more than 300 Amtrak trains daily. So I guess they mean they're going from train to train to train. Nearly two-thirds of the passengers come from the 10 largest metropolitan areas. 83% of passengers travel on routes shorter than 400 miles. So it's a medium haul type thing. So 73 times Amtrak has crashed. Let me give you a couple. September 22nd. I get curious about stuff, and it's just the way my mind works. September 22nd, 1993, the Sunset Limited derailed, and it killed 47 people. That is the one that has caused the most death of all the Amtrak crashes. I looked it up. I wanted to see. This one in Montana killed 3 people, I believe, and injured and whatever. I don't have the – did I say it earlier? I probably did because I was just kind of reading it. Yeah. They just said that at least 3 people were killed and more injured, but they didn't give me numbers. But on September 22nd of 1993, the Sunset Limited derailed and killed 47 people and injured 103 others. Now – Just for the record, 73 times Amtrak has crashed and or derailed. And I was just curious, and I don't have an answer to this. If a private business, and it kind of is private, but it's a public-private partnership. If a private business had that many derailments, do you think that they could still be in business? I don't have an answer. I'm just curious. I know this. If Trump owned Amtrak, they would shut it down. So September 22nd, 1993, 47 people were killed, 103 injured. Yeah, did you see The Fugitive? Did you guys see The Fugitive when that train derails and what's his name? The doctor, the good doctor, played by Harrison Ford, jumps out of that train and has to hide under the thing. That's a lot of tonnage coming at you. Oh, by the way, just so you're clear, they do consider when Amtrak runs over people in a car or you're too close to the road, they do consider that in the 73 times Amtrak has caused some sort of devastation. So I want to be clear about that. Here's one I thought was interesting. Most injured, the most people that have ever been injured on an Amtrak happened on December the 12th of 1990 when the Night Owl, they named these trains and they have different lines. And I just talked about the Sunset Limited earlier. Well, this is the Night Owl. And maybe it's the Night Owl because it goes during the evening. I don't know. But it derailed and hit another train. And 453 people were injured when that one derailed. So there you go. A little bit of history of Amtrak you probably didn't know. I didn't do the averages and things like that. And I was curious also, what is the most time between wrecks, you know, or crashes? Some sort of devastation. And I don't have the answer, but it's in a chart. We'll probably post a blog on it or something, an article on it, but found it interesting. So Amtrak fails us again, just like the Biden administration. And here's what I'll tell you. Just like government, it can fail as many times as it wants, and nobody's going to say a word. And the question we got to start asking ourselves is, when will we hold them accountable? We'll be back.
Radio show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has received the Pfizer booster shot. He did so on camera during an event at the White House. The president again pushing everyone to get vaccinated.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's why I'm moving forward with vaccination requirements wherever I can.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is moving a vote from Monday to Thursday for the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. This comes as many progressives in Congress said they wouldn't vote for the bipartisan deal until the social spending bill was complete. New Jersey Democratic Representative Josh Gottheimer, appearing on America's Newsroom, describes a sticking point for him in the social spending bill.
I can't support any reconciliation package that doesn't lower taxes here in my district by reinstating the state and local tax deduction.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Some encouraging news regarding COVID-19 numbers. From the West Coast USA Radio Newsroom, Lance Pry has the details.
New COVID-19 cases in the United States are declining, but hospitals are still being strained in some areas of the country with low vaccine rates. 70 million Americans remain unvaccinated. On Sunday, nearly 86,700 people were reported infected. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on CBS News Sunday.
We made it possible for people to be eligible, but they really have to identify their own individual risk and their own individual benefit. And I recognize that this is confusing.
The man who shot President Ronald Reagan 40 years ago is winning back his eventual freedom. A judge approving John Hinckley's unconditional release next year. It's scheduled to happen in June, but he'll continue to be monitored until then. Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It must get worse before it gets better. That's how the left now want to convince people to get the Wu Flu vaccine. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. In their zeal to convince Americans to ignore common sense, data, and actual science, leftists provide evidence counter to their wishes. I love this article that I discovered because it goes against everything that you would think about if you put any of the things in mind that I just mentioned. Common sense, data, and actual science. The Atlantic, a prestigious magazine for the leftist point of view, wrote an article about the measles. And as with most things leftist, it begins with an emotional tug on the heartstrings. Pay attention. I'm about to make you cry. Bagahuma Kabisin Titanji was just 8 years old. Try saying that fast, by the way. Was 8 years old when the hypercontagious virus swept through her classroom. Days later, she started to feel feverish and developed a sparse, rosy rash. 3 years after being dosed with the measles vaccine, one of the most durably effective immunizations in our roster, Titanji fell ill with the very pathogen her shots were designed to prevent. Stay with me. By the way, 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Go check it out. You can get this podcast anytime you want. Anyways, here they go on. Her parents rushed her to a pediatrician, worried that her first inoculations failed to take. But the doctor allayed their fears. It happens. She'll be fine. And she was. Her fever and rash cleared up in just a couple of days. She never sickened anyone else in her family. It was, says Titanji, now an infectious disease physician and researcher at Emory University, a textbook case of modified measles, a rare post-vaccination illness so mild and unthreatening that it doesn't even deserve the full measles name. Thank God for the lesser version of the measles, folks, that this child could survive and go on to become a doctor. Dare I say, an infectious disease physician See, that's the heartstring. The Horatio Alger. She could have died. But thank God she got the vaccine and she lived to tell the story and she's a success. Now, let's just jump into just the measles for just a second. Because this is what she wants to talk. This article is going to compare the measles to the Wu flu. The measles virus is ultra infectious, more so than the SARS-CoV-2, and kills many of the uninoculated children it affects. Now, I could stop there, and I've made my point. But we wouldn't have the rest of this segment, right? This would be like in a movie where we hear that there's a monster at the lake and nobody goes. Well, we're here. But I'm going to continue. It says, but for those who've gotten all their shots, it's a less formidable foe, which we've learned to live with long term. That's the direction many experts were headed in with the SARS-CoV-2 as it becomes epidemic. So in other words, a disease that is much more ultra-infectious, much more than the COVID. They say, we need to, I don't even know how to explain this thing because it's so silly. We want to prevent a disease that isn't as infectious as the measles by doing what we did for the measles. So here's the history of the measles. And I got this from a website. I don't know the name of it, but it says, according to the best evidence we have, measles makes its appearance somewhere between the 11th and 12th centuries when the measles virus diverged or separated from the Rinderpest virus, a sort of measles of cattle that had been eradicated through vaccination. Now, it says, it goes on to say this, before we go any further, you need to understand that the measles is highly infectious. One person can infect up to 18 other people. I don't know why they use that number. It seems like if you're going to infect somebody, you can infect hundreds if you want. It says, and the virus floats in the air for up to 2, maybe 4 hours. Where the infectious person has been. What's worse, a person is infectious 3 to 5 days before the onset of the typical measles rash and 1 to 2 days before the onset of the fever. This means that a particularly healthy looking person can go around spreading measles and not even know they're sick. Now, I can attest that Wu flu is nowhere nearly as infectious as they described in that scenario for the measles. And my rationale is, I knowingly contracted the Wu flu. I was around friends and family during the time of my infection for weeks and probably still sloughing antibodies for months. And Melissa has still not gotten sick and my kid got sick. I don't think it was from me because I had fought the law and the law didn't win. He got sick months later, probably from somebody at his school. So I got people in my household who didn't get sick at all from me, but got it somewhere else. Now, as for the death counts for measles, the numbers vary. And I'm going to read from the article just this one piece because I think that it's significant. It says, during the Civil War, about 20,000 cases were reported in Union soldiers with about 500 deaths. Now, I did the math for you. It's 2.5% kill ratio. That would be the death rate. Now, we don't know the numbers, but if using those numbers, 2.5% kill rate. With the Wu flu, it's less than 1%. And as I've argued, and I believe effectively, if we knew the real numbers of the people who've been infected and those who've been truly killed by the Wu flu, this disease doesn't, forget 1%, this disease probably kills less than 0.2%. And if you go back and you look at any infection rates regarding the measles, I promise you, you will hear that the measles is far more infectious. In fact, the article in The Atlantic admits it. It's far more infectious. And oh, by the way, the measles are far more deadly. So, I can tell you, you're never going to hear the real statistics around either of those points that I just made. If I were a doctor, they'd be calling me a quack. and it's nothing more needed than common sense. I guarantee you, you don't know anybody by more than 3 degrees of separation who will tell you, who can't tell you, my person got sick, they died from Wu flu because they put it down as an underlying condition or whatever. You're not going to hear any stories about the Wu flu from, I mean, everybody will have a story that, you know, doesn't equate to the Wu flu killing them. It was an underlying comorbidity and they credited to it. People will, I guarantee you, you know somebody, I know you know somebody because I'm it. You know somebody who either didn't report they had the Wu flu, or they know of somebody who didn't. I guarantee you, you do. So my stats, all you need is common sense. Just ask somebody, hey, listen, do you know somebody that got it and didn't want to report it? Yep. Simple as that. So the numbers are skewed, but they're never going to tell you the numbers because it will not, it would be too devastating to the narrative. Now, I learned that there are some people that believe that the measles had been eradicated. And here's what it says. Now, I don't even think it's possible that you can eradicate a disease. I think it's always around. You may lessen it. But in 1978, the CDC targeted measles for elimination, and they were followed by the Pan American Health Organization. And the PAHO, which is the Pan American Health Organization, claimed that in 2015, the entire continent had been declared to have eliminated measles. Now, you can go to the CDC website right now, and here's what it'll tell you. Measles cases in 2021. As of September 13, 2021, 6 cases of measles were confirmed in 3 jurisdictions. Measles cases in 2020. From January 1 to December 31st, 2020, 13 individual cases of measles were confirmed in 8 jurisdictions. Jurisdictions refer to any of the 50 states, New York City, and the District of Columbia. Measles cases in 2019, from January 1 to December 31st, 2019, 1,282 individual cases. Now, it confirmed in 31 states. So here's what I want you to note. 2019, they confirmed 1,282 cases. 2020, in the days of COVID, the Wu flu, 13 cases in 8 jurisdictions. In 2021, 6 in 3 jurisdictions. That, to me, is very fishy that suddenly measles cases dropped dramatically. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Atlantic did an article, Measles versus the Wu Flu, and they want you to believe that you get the shot, which people got the shot for measles, and it lessens it to such a degree that it becomes a new virus, and that new virus is so less than the one that could kill you that it would even be a shame to call it the same thing. So when you got your measles shot, they said, well, if you contract the, now finger quote, measles, it's not really the measles, because you get a smaller dosage, and this is all meant to trick the American public into saying, well, if you get the Wu Flu shot, when you get the next version of Wu Flu, well, you'll be okay, because it'll be Wu Flu light.
Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm making sense of all this because what I'm telling you is, if you look at common sense data and science, there is no way you would get this poke. And don't even get into what it can do long term and how it's attacking vital organs in the body. It's attacking the kidneys, the liver, the heart, and even breaking the blood-brain barrier with spike proteins. And then it's so bad that they want to convince you that your natural immunity that comes from all the people who've now contracted Wu Flu and survived is not as good as the shot. Yet every day, what do you find out about the shot? Oh, well, it can give you one other complication. Yeah, it'll make your eyeballs melt. They don't want to tell you anything about this disease. You know, it's always slipped in on page 16. 844-551-8255. So I was chronicling the cases because they said they eradicated measles. Well, measles cases are still breaking out. And what's funny is I gave you the data in the previous segment that 2019, right upon when we had 1,200, almost 1,300 cases of measles, now we have none. Yeah, we don't have any heart disease. We don't have any kidney failure, renal failure. We don't have anything. Nothing can kill you now except the Wu Flu. And sadly, the Democrats are now having to go back on it and say, well, how do we continue to mess with the stats now that Trump is gone? How do we keep the fear going? So now the new fear is, well, it could be another measles outbreak, except they got a problem. Wu Flu isn't nearly as contagious. So what have they done? Oh, well, you don't know about the dreaded Delta variant. Ooh, that one is even more dangerous. Well, oh, sorry, it's not killing enough people. So, yeah, it may be more contagious, but it isn't killing enough people. Kind of like the original Wu Flu. It wasn't killing enough people either, which is why they, wait for it, people, dun, 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 padded the stats. Go look and see what the CDC reports for the number of people who've officially caught Wu Flu and what the experts believe it to really be. Because, see, let me tell you what's happened in schools across the country. Most of the kids that are going to school in this country have already got it. They have the antibodies. And I can tell you for a fact, there are people who have this disease, caught it, beat it, never even said a word about it. You want to know how I know? Because there are people out there that went, man, yeah, I kind of got sick a few days and I lost my sense of smell. And I go, well, did you go get tested? Nope. Did you go report it? Nope. And I know two people personally who that happened to, and I'd bet you money you probably know somebody. And if you don't know them in one degree of separation, you do in two. And if you're listening to this broadcast, that's two. 2 degrees of separation. Guarantee you, I'm not making it up. Anyway, they said, we eradicated the measles. Yeah, sure they did. I have a personal friend. We were talking the other day. He says, yeah, man. He goes, you probably don't know this, but I got measles when I was in college. I went, what? He goes, yeah, I got the measles. He goes, I was out a year. I had to do my classwork remotely. This was before it was a bit, you know, you could, I mean, it was internet time. I didn't live in the dark ages, but he couldn't go to class. There was a measles outbreak at Texas Tech University. So much for the shot. So the Atlantic wants us to believe that a virus that is far less deadly than measles needs to spread, and that getting the vaccine will hasten the spread, ergo our healing. Interesting when you consider that those who believe in the science of this call the non-vaccinated super spreaders. They call us the super spreaders. As the author of that article clearly believes that super spreading is the way to our salvation. Do you get the irony? They call us, oh, you didn't get your shot, you're a super spreader. But they got the shot, and you know what they're saying? Oh, no, when you get the shot, well, then you start, you know, pushing, producing the antibodies and stuff, and the more people that get the shot, the more people that get sick, and when they get sick, they get lesser sick. That's what they're telling you about the Wu Flu. If you get the shot, you get lesser sick. So you're giving off a pathogen that gets people lesser sick. Well, if you're so proud of it, then why don't you own the fact that you're a super spreader? And for the record, how are these Wu Flu death pokes disguised as vaccines working out? Well, from the article, the vaccine hasn't hit the stage of, quote, minimized measles. So here's what the guy wrote. We're not yet at the point where we can officially label post-vaccination COVID-19 cases as modified. Let me clearly make the point of what he's saying. He's saying, even when you get the shot, you still get full-blown COVID, and it can kill you. And if it doesn't kill you, it'll give you Guillain-Barré syndrome, or it'll give you an enlarged heart, or it'll give you blood clots, or it'll make you crazy in the head with things other than GBS, and I could go on. So, no, we're not quite there. He says, some immunized people, this is from the article, some immunized people are still getting dangerously sick, but the shots are softening COVID-19 sharp edges. On average, breakthrough infections seem to be briefer, milder, and less contagious. What they're telling you is you're still contagious, etc. And he says, among the fully immunized, catching the coronavirus doesn't mean the same thing it did last year. It's a different kind of infection than in people who were immunologically naive. Man, I could go on. This is what the doctors, the paid-for doctors, the people who are in on this ruse are telling people. Now, while I say all this, understand this. Leftists want to create a reason for them to give your child a shot as a reason for them to go to school, like 8-year-old Baghuma Kabisan Titanji. Their problem, folks, is this. Kids very rarely die from Wu Flu. I've reported it on this show over and over again. The number of Wu Flu deaths among the 17 and younger is a rounding error. I could list at least 10 things that young people died of in greater numbers under the age of 17 or 18 years old than the Wu Flu. Yet the Fed continues to pressure parents to get their vaccination. Now here's from AIER. Before COVID, an American youth died of suicide every 6 hours. Suicide is a major public health threat and a leading cause of death for those under the age of 25. One far bigger than COVID. And it's something we've only made worse, as we, led by politicians and, quote, the science, deprived our youngest members of society, who constitute one-third of the U.S. population, of educational, emotional, and social development without their permission or consent for over a year. 1,000 kids died of suicide since the start of the pandemic, the scamdemic, 18 months ago in January of 2020, and a total of, and I'm reading this, 335 children aged 17 and under have died of the Wu Flu, according to the CDC. So teens die at a rate of 5-1 from suicide over the Wu Flu. So the question we should be asking ourselves, folks, is when are these scare tactics going to end? When will you put a stop to the measles is their comparison? Well, people who got their measles shots, they no longer get the measles. Yes, they do. And they may get the measles, but they don't die from the measles. And oh, by the way, the measles death rate is 2.5% at worst, which isn't good. I don't want 2.5 people dying or 5 people dying out of every 200 because of a disease if it's preventable or whatever. But Wu Flu is far less contagious, far less deadly, and these people are still trying to scare you. And they're using data. I mean, look, I'm no expert at this, but I promise you, if I have a debate with any medical professional or so-called expert over measles infection rates versus Wu Flu and the death rates, etc., I'm going to hand them their butts. Those are the numbers. So if you want people to listen, you know, to you, send them to this podcast and say, because, and by the way, most of these things that we talk about on the radio are things that we write about with links and data and everything else. But I'm just telling you, use your common sense. You don't even have to read between the lines. The lies of the left are obvious, and I have to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.